Why did that say stop?
Huh? Is it down there now? I think you stopped it.
Did I?
I think so.
I never stopped. I didn't hit stop though. And it's only at 34 minutes and it's already uploaded. They're uploading.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
That wasn't only 34 minutes. I think it cut early.
No, the timer kept going.
Did it?
Yeah. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't hit stop though. So either it stopped before. I don't think I hit the button early.
I don't know. I don't remember the button being there. I always used to look at our time up here.
Yeah, the stop button's always been down here.
Well, no, the time though, I remember. I thought it used to be on the side.
Wait, is it still recording though?
Welcome back, Just Weirdly Blended. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tom.
Hey man, how you been?
I have been wonderful.
It's been a good week.
It's been a good week.
The weather's been fucking awesome, and then today's like, yeah,
today's
shit.
Pretty crap. We got gray skies and pretty heavy winds, but if you are from where we're from,
you learn to accept the
pretty
wind.
Pretty normal.
No, I went hiking on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was this guy's birthday.
Hike. Yeah. Yep. Another birthday.
A couple days ago.
Knocked it out of the park. It was great. Okay.
Yeah. 38 now, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, no, one of my techs, he just turned 40.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, start hurting. No one told me that was going to happen.
Instantly, just the day of. Like, you're like,
your legs are crackling.
Yeah, I've been taking joint supplements for the last year. Doing more running, walking, that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah. And so my doctor was like, start taking them now. I was like, okay. And I did. Things are working. Yeah. I think it's working. I don't feel as many, like my knee when I first started working out a couple of years ago. Oh man, I thought I was going to die. Like I had to wear a knee brace one day. I felt like I could pretend like I had an old football injury or something.
I
tried to play it off all cool. Like, oh yeah, just the old high school injury. I don't play shit. So
no, just play it off that way though.
I just play
this old wrestling.
This overweight middle-aged guy. Just like, yeah, football, you know? Yeah.
The hike was cool though. It was I don't know, man.
Yeah, Block and I were talking about doing it today.
It's a good hike. It's gonna be windy as hell up there.
That's the problem. I did hear that they're installing AEDs up there.
Really?
I thought I saw an article that, yeah. So for those of you again who don't live around here, the mountain is kind of like surrounded by the city.
Yeah.
So like it's, when I say mountain, I don't mean
it's like a tall hill.
Giant mountain. I mean, it's technically a mountain, I guess, by whatever standards you use.
Probably elevation, I would
Elevation,
think,
right? Yeah. But it's a glorified hill. I mean, it's tall really enough. Is. There's some strenuous places for sure, but you're not scaling, you know,
Everest.
Like a, yeah. There's no possibility of death here. Like even if you fell in the crevasse, you're probably gonna tumble 20 feet and be pissed. So
yeah, you're just gonna roll down this. It's just a big pile of dirt.
Embankment,
it's like
so.
God put dirt on there.
Yeah.
When he carved out the ocean, he just
right
threw the dirt right there.
I think it. I believe it was part of the ice age, right? Like I don't know.
I can just see it.
It's cool though because you go up this hill mountain and you get to a certain elevation and you look out and they've got a plaque there and it shows you like this used to be where the lake came up because back in the ice age times. Where we live was part of this gigantic lake, I guess.
And it's crazy because if you look out, like if you get to certain points, it almost looks like if the water had caused, you know, the water to
you
be
can,
like,
you can
this used so to be by it. The beach or something.
Because we are considered what's called the Columbia Basin. So we are down in sort of a
golden
valley, whatever.
We're
in a bowl. That's a good way to say it.
You know,
that's why we were filled with water.
Yeah,
we're in a fucking bowl, but that mountain, like you get to that point, you can just pretend you're like, wow, I'm like walking around on an island right now. How crazy would that be? You know,
you're on shrooms, man. I'm on an island, man. It's crazy.
There's nothing around.
I don't know what it'd be like to be on shrooms.
I don't know either. I'm doing the weed voice.
Whoa, dude! This purple mountain, out,
man. Yeah.
I'm on the water. Look, Tom.
I'm on the water.
I know.
Fall.
Break my leg.
Yeah, it's like, anyway, it's cool. And apparently, because, like, you know, I've thought about that before. Like, what if you got to the top and you had a heart attack or something? Like, how long would it take them to get to you?
Literally. So I'm hiking up there, and it's been a while since I've hiked and ran like that. But
because you ran it.
Nope. Yeah, we would hike run. We'd hike run. Yeah. Okay. So you walk in parts. You don't just run the whole thing.
Sure. That's so smart.
There's certain spots where you rather walk. We warm up.
Yeah.
To get to a point.
The super steep. Did you run or did you walk?
We walked mostly, dude. You're not running up that.
Yeah, right. There's one spot that gets pretty steep.
On your way down. So I had ran there on your birthday. And I felt good. Like I said, I haven't ran and walked in a while like that.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like out of breath.
Nice.
Right. Cause we were at a pace that was pretty good. Yeah. We're just running, you know, you're just getting your heart rate up.
Right.
My shit was at 180 at one point. I was like, oh my God. I'm
dying. I didn't feel
out of breath, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I guess
your blood is pumping. It was keeping up the oxygen. You're good.
The next day, so my legs were a little sore. Yeah. And then Nick's like, hey, man, you want to do that, or do you want to do they're called the Jeep Trails, and I've never done that.
The Jeep Trails,
yeah, they're out by Benton City, kind of out that way. He says it's pretty good. It's a little 700 foot more elevation, but it's less. It's 700 feet more, but over some of the runs aren't as high as
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so taller, but over a longer distance.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never
heard of those.
I was like, nah, man, let's just do Candy Mountain again. My fucking legs, I don't know if I'm ready for something.
Oh, yeah, you were at Candy Mountain. You were at Badger Mountain.
No. So there's Badger Mountain, which is a little higher, and then there's Candy Mountain. It's a little lower, and it's actually a good workout.
It's kind of cool, though, because back when we were doing it all the time, for a while there, before we started the podcast, there was like a year where we would go and hike every Saturday morning.
Yep.
And
good old days.
Yeah, the great, great times.
Single man practicing.
We weren't single at all. We had little boys at home and all that, but we were practicing for our big hike.
Remember?
Yep. And you can actually go from one of the mountains. If you go down on the backside, you just connect to a road, walk down the road, what, quarter mile at most?
Yeah.
And then cross that road, and you're right there at Candy Mountain, and you can do that. It's pretty neat.
And the views are very beautiful.
Oh, yeah. You get up there. I mean, if you like, Eastern Washington, sort of sparse, it's Tuscany kind of looking.
I've heard that
live looks very much like Italy, places in Italy. So
You'll see, vineyards. You'll see, little Italian men running around.
Orchards, Italian people shooting.
Wait, that's not Italian. That's a Mexican.
what do I know?
It's at night. So I was up there at night, and it was beautiful.
I've never been up there at night.
It was cool, dude. You have to go with us.
I'll bet that would be
cool. One of these days. Anyway, we'll talk later. But yeah, I think you'd like it.
I would.
It's not like we're running at this full speed either. You'd be able to keep up, no problem. I think.
Nice.
But on the way down, the next day. It's a steepish hill, and it's real rocky.
Right.
Oh my God, my legs was dying.
I'll bet.
I thought my knee was going to explode out my leg for a minute. Cause I was like, my legs were sore the day before.
And that deep pain.
I was like, oh, and they say, you okay? I'm like,
How are your Achilles? How are they doing?
They're there. Yeah, they're working.
They're all right.
My left one still gives nags.
Now, the right one is the one that originally you injured, right?
Yeah, the right one's the one that, I injured that one. I had
blue completely.
Yeah, I got that one.
But that one's doing pretty good now.
That one's good. My left one's been hurting.
Yeah.
I need to go to a doctor and see if it's that, or they call it plantar
fasciitis.
So I wear stuff for that, thinking that's what it is. Because... I'm stubborn. I'm not going to the doctor. I'm like, you know what, internet? You know, it's close enough to these symptoms. You know what? I'm going to deduce.
I got cancer. It's cancer.
It's not cancer for me, but it's this. So I'll wear this. There's this sock I wear that's for that.
Nice.
And then the shoes I just got work. I think it helps. I don't know.
Is plantar fasciitis,
mentally for me, it helps.
Is that where you need arch support?
I think so. I don't know, because it puts pressure on the heel and that Achilles part. It takes pressure off of that Achilles,
right? Because I think it puts that bow back in your foot, where then it, I don't know.
Yeah. All I know is that sock you wear, it does feel like someone's grabbing your foot and kind of bending it the whole time. So they like, so the next day my foot was like sore. I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, it's because it's bent. It's so tight. It's bending it, man.
Yeah.
Got a little guy in there.
You're going to end up like those Japanese women from a long time ago where they wrap their feet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I used to do that.
Binding.
Yeah, I used to bind my feet. Have you
seen pictures of that?
That's they have like photographs creepy, of
that. Poor ladies. Their
why, toes, what was the point for that?
It was sexy. It was the hottest thing ever.
Oh, is that what it was?
Little itty bitty feet.
So do you think that's where binding came from? Where now, you know, like there's that where people get binded up in ropes and stuff?
Yeah.
Some of that looks kind of cool though. I'm not going to lie. Some of the rope. I'm like, dude, that is a beautiful knot.
Look at that.
Me and Alicia went to like an adult store when we were in Portland. And, you know, we hadn't done that in for years, yeah, right?
Sure.
And what's that? Oh, weather anyway, it's windy. Anyway, so we were at this adult store. Hadn't been there for years. Haven't been to that one. We haven't been to an adult store in years. Let's just start there. And
our favorite place.
Alicia was a little nervous, a little hesitant because she's very like, she's not like out there about stuff like that. And so we're just, you know, looking around and it was nice because there was other couples in there, whatever. But it was like diapers and stuff.
You were saying that. Yeah.
But there was ropes. That. There was ropes there. And so you could see the, like, they, you know, obviously they show you pictures, but the people tied up in ropes.
Huh.
I'm like, that looks kind of like they, that must take time because it's like very clean looking.
I'm like, I want to see what people like. What's,
I don't know.
Look like.
I don't know what, like, it, yeah, they'll have like the boobs are like roped.
Right. But like I'm saying, like somebody not getting a photograph of them taken. Like, what does that look like when Joe Schmo buys it?
Like when you and I do
and
it?
The boobs keep falling out or the rope falls off. You're like, what the hell?
You know, you tie it too tight. Angry. You go to prison because you murdered your wife on accident.
I'd be really worried about that.
I didn't know.
Like she said, she didn't get the safe word. Oh, she passed out.
She never said pineapple.
Pineapple. Pineapple. I don't think I'm one that would like to be bound up in any way.
No.
I like to be able to have some kind of movement control.
No, just the stuff there was crazy.
But no, it's wild. Like, I understand what you mean. Like, you know, I'm sure several neat knots and things are very beautiful ropes.
It's so clean. I really want to get into BDSM.
You're a cable management guy, right? So yeah, that probably was right so up your alley.
Yeah,
you're super stoked.
That's where my fetish stemmed from. You got turned
off by some of those.
Look at that. I'm just sitting there hitting the cable managing, and I'm just like stroking the cables nice and slow.
Oh, man.
So that's where my fetish came from.
There you go.
Figured it out.
Yeah. You know. It's been a while. I don't think
that's why I go to Salem.
Yeah, we went to one in Spokane years ago.
They have them all over.
I don't remember really much of what was in there, honestly. There's like the section where they have all the mannequins dressed in the little outfits and stuff. That's always funny.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like lots of DVDs at the time. And I was asking, like, do they still even have DVDs?
So they did. Like, I tell you, there was a section where it's like.
Was it Blu-ray, though, or DVD?
Like, good question. I don't know. I didn't check.
Because now everything's like you just buy online,
you
right?
You just go to Pornhub or one of those sites.
Or you're smart. You get it for free.
But, we didn't check up there. We just seen it. And I was just thinking, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That. I don't know. Just any of it's crazy. Right. VHS is the way to go.
Right. Seriously. I mean, come on.
There was a VHS floating around. Anybody in my Job Corps peeps, if you're hearing, you guys might remember this. But back when I was there in the like 2001, 2002, somewhere around there, there was a VHS that would float around like the different rooms upstairs in the boys halls.
Yeah.
And it was some porno that's from, I want to say it was like the 70s.
Oh, sure.
70s or 80s. It was really bushy. And I remember seeing clips of it, but I remember one day I came home from my vocation, I think fairly early. And as I'm coming to my room, I guess one of my roommates must have got off early as well or like got released early as too. But as I walk in, he's like hunched over.
Oh,
just...
Oh, yeah, sure.
To that
Very good audio there, by the way. That was impressive. I don't think I could pull that off. Nicely done.
But to that video. Oh my gosh. And I was like,
yeah.
Close the door. And I was like, God dang it. And then he opens the door. And so, like, for me, I was a little older. So I was viewed as like an older brother.
He's like, oh God. Sorry,
so he came back out. Man, no, don't tell Rob, like, you know, it's just been a long time. And I'm like, hey, man, it's cool. I don't care. You don't need to explain it.
Usually I wouldn't do this sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm like, it's cool. I don't, whatever, man. You know what?
What do you mean by a long time? Like, since this morning, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm like, he's just like, I haven't had sex in a long time. And I'm like, it's cool, man. Like, I don't need, you know, you don't need to tell me.
The video was just right there. It was taunting me.
But see, that's the thing. I don't know what happened to that video after that.
Yeah,
because I want to say that video was there before even I got there. It's been
since the 70s, probably the 80s. Yeah,
but I remember when Rob did get back, I was like, "Fuck, man!" I caught this guy because he goes, "Did Jesse tell you?" And I'm like, "He's like, what?" Yeah, right away. He was
don't
already
tell him. Hey, did Jesse tell you what I did?
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta give. You gotta, there you go. I can't do it. I can't do this. I sound like I'm gagging on something.
He does. He pretty much snitched on himself. Wow. But it was so funny, dude.
Don't tell anybody. Did you hear?
The stuff that would go on at that great Job Corps was stuff I can only compare to is probably...
College. It's very college. Yeah, yeah. I had a buddy I worked with in one of the dorms. And I don't know why, but he had some old... Like you're saying, like a 70s porn.
Yeah.
It was Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, Jesus.
But like it was a production, you know? I mean, it was like beginning to end story.
They put time and effort into it.
I mean, it's like you had a guy that was like the hair and he was like actually running around as the hair. I don't think he had sex in it. I think he was just the hair. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm sure
one time he and like the Mad Hatter got there with... I didn't really watch through the whole thing, but
you're watching for plot line.
You know, it's like fast forward, okay. You know, they used to put way too much effort into making those things. Like, you don't really need a story.
This is
a little wild. The fucking Cheshire Cat came out after a while, but like it was wild, and it was different than today, you know. I mean,
it is.
It's obvious reasons.
It's just crazy that the time then, just how things look. Even when I go back and I see like an early 2000s movie, right?
Yeah,
it just looks so old.
Yeah, right. You know, I know. Like,
it's just crazy. Like,
which it didn't at the time. Like, no. I honestly feel like video must degrade in some weird way. Like, even digitized.
Just even like
video.
The way they dress or the way.
Yeah. So I was watching Sopranos. Right. I love Sopranos. This would have been from like 2003, this episode.
Okay.
So it was season 5.
Yeah.
And Tony and Meadow run into each other someplace. They didn't expect to see each other. Kind of deal. And you're looking around at like, it's basically a club setting. And you look around, it's like, those girls look old. Like they have mom hair. They had mom hair. It was nuts.
It's a different time.
I mean, Blanca last night goes, hey, you remember this? And I start hearing this song. Did you ever... You might have been just out of the age to see this. Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century. You ever see that on Disney Channel?
Who was it?
Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. So Disney Channel came out on cable, just like regular packages. Uh-huh. When was that? Probably like...
I thought you were going to say Xenon Warrior Princess.
No. That's Xena, right?
Xena.
Well, Xena, Xenon. They're cousins, I think. But
her daughter.
So this movie, this girl lives in space in the future.
Okay.
So there you go.
Definitely premise, not her daughter.
There you go. It's done.
Okay.
So anyway, I don't remember the plot of the movie at all, but there's a famous future band singing this song, My Supernova Girl.
Oh,
and she starts playing it, and I was like, she's like, you remember what this is? I was like, fuck yeah, I remember what that is. And it took me a second to remember the name. I'm like, yeah, Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to hear that song.
Boom, boom, boom. No, zoom, zoom, zoom. And my heart go boom, boom, my supernova girl. It's super lame. And he looks like, he's got like the spiked, his hair was still.
No, he probably looked like Sugar Ray. And then...
Yeah, I mean, he's like hopping around. He's got like an oversized coat.
Oh, dude.
And like shiny pants. And his hair was like tipped? Is that what they called it?
Tipped. That's Sugar Ray, bro.
So it was like, yeah, it was blonde, but then like tipped on top. And I'm like, well, that's funny. I remember people actually wearing that hair, but.
Guy Fieri still does.
Boy, yeah, that guy, he rocks it. And like a brownish beard. That's that guy.
He pulls it off, though.
Guy Fieri is funny. I used to like make fun of him for some reason. I was like, because he's Guy Fieri. But no, he's cool. He's cool. Like he eats all the time. He like, yeah, I love the guy. Not worried at all about carbs. Not worried at all about blood pressure. That guy does not worry. And then for a while,
his son's on his show.
I always
now.
Used to joke that his sister had another show on that network because there was some gal that looked like
she has the cockatoo hair.
She the cockatoo hair. Yeah, cockatoo girl. She was.
I think her name's Anne or something.
Gotta
like that.
Be related somehow, but.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. There's a she's on like a competition show.
Good
her
people.
And
good people, man. Like,
who's that guy that's hella good at cooking though? He's like new from New York.
Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay. Her and Bobby Flay do Bobby a show Flay. Together.
What was Bobby Flay did a there was a show that he was in. What was it? Where he was just on the show like a cameo, and he was dating a girl on the show. What the fuck was that? There was
I don't remember.
He was in something, and another guy liked the girl. I think. Man, I'll have to think about that. I'll look it up. Sorry, guys. That was going nowhere. But Bobby Flay something as Bobby
but
Flay.
But no, sometimes it happens. The thought process. Yeah, also,
I remember. Yeah.
Well, we do that on here all the time. Like, I'll be in the middle of talking about something, and I'll just forget what the hell. What was my point? I did that in the house before we came out here.
Who's the guy that goes around and he eats? Like, he goes to those places that does, like, if you can eat all this, it's free. And he'll, like, do those.
Oh yeah. That was like Adam something.
Do you know who
Guy
should,
versus Food or whatever? Man versus Food.
Do you know who should do a show like that? Who would be great?
Who's
and
that?
You can do it. I give you the rights to do it. And he'd be like, fuck you, I don't need your rights. But Bert Kreischer should do a food show where he goes around and eats. How funny would that be? That'd he be goes cool. with like Tom Segura and other friends of his. And they eat food and talk about it.
Yeah. That would be cool.
That would be great. And he would be drinking and stuff and, you know, take care of yourself. I like that he's, you know, added some health to his life. That's good.
Yeah, he is. He's like.
But, you know, he's a fun guy when he's eating. And
that would be a cool show, though.
But, right. I think, guys, I mean, come on. The guy's funny as hell. You know, people would watch it.
Alicia watches these people. There's this girl she watches on there. I can't always forget her name.
On Food Network?
No, on YouTube. There's this girl and this other guy that they do like basically what that Man versus Food does.
Oh, okay.
They go to different restaurants and
they record themselves eating.
Yeah.
Together or they each get
there's
the
been
plate.
Times where they've like had a video together where they're, you know, competing against each other.
Oh, okay. But, no,
but
right,
most of the time
own
it's
plates, by, though.
Yeah.
The rules to like
share. Their own plates and see who finishes first.
Yeah.
The guy, he was like a model or something, right? So he's like, you know, real pretty looking, but he fucking
is he still in good shape?
Oh yeah, for sure.
See, that's the
her too though.
Yeah,
she's like super, like she's like I think she's Asian and she's like very fit. Like she's, you know, she's wouldn't think she could just put away the food she does, and she just devours people if she goes up against them.
Yeah, she eats the people there too. Huh?
She shows a lot of cleavage and stuff.
Sure, that's of course.
Yeah, of course.
You know.
But she tears it up, but I don't know. Some of the food looks bomb, though.
Yeah. Well, and that's the cool thing is, like, if you put on a bunch of muscle, then you can eat a lot, and your body does better with it. But as I'm finding
How much working out are you doing, though? You know?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I have spent several days working out for at least an hour, and this is what I got. I got very little to show for it.
They probably eat very well when they're not eating like shit.
Then you'd have to,
right?
I mean, you couldn't just eat. You couldn't mow down 5 burgers every night and stay just, in shape.
Can I get that 20 pack, please?
Yes. Go to McDonald's. We're practicing. Let's.
Back when I worked at Arby's, and I don't know if they still do this, but they would have the 5 for $5 deal. And so when I'd work there, like when those deals would come, oh my dude, people would go crazy. We get orders for 100, 300.
Holy crap!
Yeah. They'd put in orders for like that much. Oh yeah, no joke.
That's still a lot of money. That's, like for like essentially a catering type deal though. They're gonna have a bunch of people.
So if it was ever that way, they'd call us like the day before.
Yeah.
Say hey, tomorrow we're gonna pick up. We need a 300.
We would like 800 of those 5 for $5.
Seriously, like I want to say 300 was like one of the most I've seen, but it would happen all the time.
It's a dollar per.
Pretty much, yeah.
My dumbass brain was trying to do the math on
that. Yeah, and then it was 5 for 5, but then it changed. That would be like,
oh. How much money would that be?
$5.55. It used to be
$5,000.
So sure. All the dollars. But yeah, we'd get some big orders, which I always thought was weird.
Yeah,
because I never knew what Arby's was until I worked there.
I love Arby's. I'll only go one day a year, though. Yeah, I go the Have I talked about it on the show? I don't know.
Probably. But it's all good. For those family, new listeners.
I like, going back to the holidays a few months, I like tradition. I like certain things over and over and over again. And my family, I make them go the day before Thanksgiving to Arby's. And there's the same sandwich I get every year. It's that, it's one of their like, what do they call it? It's a sandwich. The
marketplace sandwich?
The marketplace sandwich. I get the one with like the turkey and the bacon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Very good sandwich. Same order every year. The day that that particular Arby's building shuts down or they don't have that on the menu anymore, I'm losing my shit. I will absolutely lose it. Like, I've done that since I was in ninth grade.
That's crazy.
The only time that we missed is when COVID, you know, shut down and that kind of stuff.
Do you take the kids now with you?
Oh, yeah. Everybody now. Like, it started out just, you know, my parents and my brother and then you know, getting the family and stuff. Now it's a whole big group. I mean, you guys could come if you wanted to, like, everybody's,
I don't know, I feel like that's your guys' family tradition.
No. everybody
dude, we need to try to get Sammy the Bull on here.
Sammy the Bull,
I don't even know what the hell we would talk to him about.
Like, hey man, I remember when
I think he's a cool guy, man.
Yeah, fascinating for sure. And like,
I'm on his side,
Michael Frances. He's Frances or Franchase. I'm not 100% sure.
It's not Frances.
I need to actually listen to his podcast. I haven't listened to his podcast yet, or the podcast.
I hope he sounds as cool as
he's got like a How does he talk? I've listened to him.
Yeah, see?
He sort of talks more like this, I think. His S's, it's a little bit different.
Do you think that accent's going away?
I hope not.
You know what I mean? No, I mean, because you don't hear like...
The New York?
I don't know. It just has a different...
No. You better have that, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. It just sounds different. Gangster, like New York, sounds different than like New York.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
You got your New
I don't
York
know how to explain
thing,
it, but it sounds different to me.
Right. Yeah, but no, I know what you mean. No, we need to keep that going. Actually, you
because
know,
you know, you lost the accent where they used to talk like in the '50s and forties, or whatever.
Yeah.
See,
did people really talk like that though?
Was it the transatlantic?
Is that what it was?
Something like
transatlantic
voices.
But I don't know.
Here we go, Jimmy.
I don't know how people really talk like that.
Jimmy,
like,
Bob, I'm going to give you a sandwich.
Even up to like the '80s, you know, and you listen to the old newscasts, and everyone speaks. What is it like? Super. They speak Walter different. Cronkite. I can't even do it. But like every reporter sounds super
the
professional.
Same.
And they almost have a different sound, like a different dialect to them. It's not the way people talk today. And I can't put my finger on it now, but when I hear it, I know it.
I know what you're saying about.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm Tom Sawyer or whatever.
You know, I'm Tom Sawyer.
Wait, is it Tom Sawyer?
This is my friend Huckleberry Finn. Tonight we will be.
It's Diane Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer. Yeah, who's Diane. Tom's wife. Walter Cronkite, Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw. Tom Brokaw.
But there was a guy right after him.
And then Peter.
Peter
Cronkite. And Peter, what the hell was his name? He died of cancer. That was sad.
Yeah. There was another guy that's like recently just like.
Or Pete? Pete? Peter?
There was
Jennings. Peter Jennings.
Yeah, that's the one I was
Peter Jennings. 9/11. I still remember him on 9/11. He's like, yep, the buildings are.
So calm.
Fallen. They fell. Wow. This is shit. And like,
why do you have to talk like a robot?
I think, well, in that kind of case, he'd be like, what am I seeing? What am I, what's happening here?
But you know what I mean? Like, I get what you're saying, though. They all have that same tone in their voice.
My favorite moments on any kind of news, and you can look these up, like the funny news videos. The best is when they cut back to the people in the studio. Like, something horrible happens, and they cut back to the people in the studio, and they have to kind of act like humans, but not like completely human. And it's just fun to watch like a little bit of that panic, like, ooh, wow. Oh, I sure hope that they're okay. All right. Cutting to weather.
And, I like to see them break. Like,
it's so great. There was if you've ever seen the old video of the grape lady, poor gal.
Is that the one who falls?
Yeah, she's up on like a 3-foot pedestal stomping grapes at this vineyard. And then she like tries to joke. She's like, stop, stop, stop. And everybody stops because it's like a competition who can get the most grape juice. Yeah. And then she looks at the camera and does really fast stomp. Somehow her foot misses and hits the side of the thing, throws her all off skew, and she topples over and lands on her head. And that actually is a particular video that I was thinking about in this one where they cut back. I don't think these anchors liked her a whole lot as a person because they're like, ooh,
let's release
it. Really hope she's going to be okay. It's like, it's they're still, I don't know,
you think karma?
Like robot people.
You think that was a karma moment?
Kind of.
That's
maybe.
Why I like Anchorman. But
maybe she's super nice. I don't know.
I think that's why I like Anchorman.
Anchorman was great. No, just no. They said, don't get close. This is a live bear. It will literally rip your face off. That's one of my favorite lines. You just want to hug them. They're so cute. But they said, no. Well, but like the thing is like about news anchors, I remember as a kid thinking like they must be like the smartest people because there's like there's your nightly news, right? They do 30 minutes a night, and then there's your anchor that's on all day every day.
Yeah,
I don't get me wrong, they are smart people. They've gone to like elite schools. They are
to do
smart
news. Yeah.
But there is an element of it where you feel like their brains is totally shut off, and it is like Ron Burgundy. They're just reading cue cards. Like they're on autopilot.
They're
not. You know, like we all have moments where that happens.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You're thinking about what's coming up next or whatever, and you're just kind of like rolling through.
Yeah. And then
your brain catches up. And you're like, what the hell am I saying?
Yep. Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah. Boy.
Like, God, what did I just do?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway, news. Good times.
And I need to start watching the news. I suck. I've just never watched the news in my life.
I used to watch way too much news.
When I was younger, I'd see stuff on the news and it would kind of stress me out.
Yeah. Well, the problem today, it'd
make me
is
sad.
Like
I was like, I don't want to hear that shit.
What's news? If you just go and watch, like, if you watch Fox or CNN or whoever, like, you're going to get an opinion. You're not really, I mean, you're going to get some news. Like, there's going to be some fact-based stories, but a lot of that stuff's just going to be talking, like, opinions.
Yeah.
Like,
I couldn't imagine watching news all fucking day. It's like, oh my God.
Bro, I used to. Let me tell you, you get very bitter about things, like, that aren't even important in the end.
You're
like,
just mad at
some
everything.
Some things are important. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But
nothing.
I think the problem with our country is everyone's watching news 24 hours a day. Instead of actually getting out in the world and seeing how it really is, everyone just believes everything is like this, that, or the other thing. And so like when they've taken people that like have watched a ton of news and then they like they actually go somewhere to like pick it or to do whatever.
Yeah.
Like there was just this gal that they interviewed at the border. Because like she's heard all this like horrible stuff, and I don't think the border is great. Like obviously we need a policy at the border, but she was under the impression that it was absolutely horrible. Oh. She got down there and she was like, "I have to admit it, like it's not as bad as what I've heard." But that's the reality of it. It's like, yeah, there can be problems.
She turns her back and just thousands of Mexicans.
There's everybody. It's like the zombie movies. Like they're all
they make
just
it sound that way though.
But they do, and it's the thing is like they want you to watch, so everyone's going to hype it up. Make you.
I wonder how many across though. I wonder what the numbers are
to actually cross. I know they're not good. I mean, like we need a border policy, but instead of focusing on like solving that problem, we end up in a situation where everyone just wants to yell about it. Politicians don't want it solved because they want to use it to win elections. So it's like we could actually elect people that are serious about solving problems if we wanted to, but then you got to stop watching the news like that because then we're caught in the game. Like we as the American people are demanding a dumbass game over an actual system of government that works. And we have a great system of government.
Yeah.
But you have to let it do its thing.
You need the people there to kind of run it.
This is garbage. And it's our fault. It's our own fault. We as the voting populace are demanding this type of government we have. So we can bitch about Congress. We can bitch about whoever we want. At the end of the day, it's all us.
Every
full grown adult has the right to vote. Some people have a harder time voting than others, but those of us that have easy access to voting, stop just being stupid and learn some shit and just be smart about it. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. That's my rant for the day. No,
that's like seriously. I get so ranty about this shit. Sorry. I apologize, everybody. Anyway, I don't watch much of it anymore. I listen to like NPR in the car to get some idea. Even then, sometimes it's kind of an opinion. But like, you just have to be smart. Like, I think what we've lost as a country is recognizing when somebody might have an opinion they're trying to push versus something that's like just fact.
Yeah.
You know, numbers are facts. How you use numbers can be opinion.
Unless their numbers are fudged.
Unless they're fake.
then they're not fact.
But not fake news, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. It's just like, eh, whatever.
Anyway. I don't know. I hate it.
It's hard. It's hard to like.
Yeah. So,
yeah. I mean, you know.
Maybe one day, but I probably, honestly, I always say that shit. I'm going to do that.
I'm too interested in the news. I get sucked in way too easy. So I find myself to be a lot happier not
like. I just want to be kind of like, I like have an idea instead. I'm like, ooh, when's this new video game coming out?
Yeah.
That's, you know, not important to anything, but to me.
Well, yeah, but no, that's interesting. You know, like for me, like I'm more left leaning. I'm definitely a centrist, but so I tend to get sucked into CNN way too easy.
Yeah.
Cause I don't like Trump. Like to me, like I got a lot of issues with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anytime we start, you know, I can feel myself getting sucked down that wormhole of anti-Trump, you know, and it's like, I have a right to that, but at the end of the day, there's a point where it's like, is this helpful or is this just getting me riled up over bullshit?
Yeah, for nothing.
Like, for nothing. Like, maybe it's nothing. Maybe, like, there's a level of your opinion that I think is healthy to investigate and, like, hear about. Yeah. But there's a point where it's like, all right, like, I need to go do something else. I need to get out of the house or something. Like,
I don't know. I just.
That's my advice to people. Just don't overdo it.
Yeah,
because then you're not thinking. Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. I've been stupid. I've spent days just riling myself up like an idiot. Like one show after another, you'd be like, you believe this?
I'm just this grumpy asshole.
And somebody else is on the other side saying the same thing against me. Like, you know, and it's like,
it's a circle. You're just going round and round.
Well, the thing that worries
round
me
and
is
round
like,
we go.
As a country, then we're all doing this at each other. And instead of being one unified group of people who like have disagreements, we just end up really angry at each other. That's not healthy.
I know.
We need to have civil
politics,
discourse.
Religion. That's like the worst thing ever.
Dude. Yeah. You know, news, anyway, man. News.
That's just weirdly blended. I'm just kidding.
Seriously.
No.
That's it.
Man. I'm not looking forward to going out of town this week. I got to leave again for another week.
Because you're leaving today.
I'm leaving today.
When are you coming back?
Friday.
Wow. Full week.
Yeah.
Portland again?
Is that where Salem. You're
going? Salem.
Yeah. So just a little outside. Right. I have a new hire. He starts tomorrow. So I have to be there to do the paperwork and make sure he's like taken care of. And it's been a long time. I haven't trained a tech. Like usually I have other techs. But some of my I call them in my head senior techs.
Your captains.
Yeah. Right? They all do the training. And I'm like, I'm gonna have him work with Alfonso, my tech that's in that area, because he's up there. He's like top tier tech.
Nice. You know?
So that's a good person for him to learn from. I mean, and he knows more than I do.
Sure.
But you know, I'll show him the ways of how I do things.
Yeah.
Because you know, I'm particular. My one of my techs in Kennewick told me that. I went to go help him set up.
He said, you're particular, huh?
Yeah, he says, oh, you got that OCD.
Yeah, cable management
OCD. I do. So I was going back to that.
Is that what it was
cable.
About? Is that what it was about?
I was like slowly fucking holding this cable and rolling it down, tracing where it went in the little port, and then I'd like put it out. No, I'm just kidding. But
over and over again.
But there was this one cable that was kind of like just out of whack, and so I started tracing it. And I started cleaning things up in that network room. And he's like, "Oh, you're OCD like that."
Sure,
I'm like
I can see the benefit.
Just like, well, I don't know, it just bugs me. I don't. It's that, so, but I don't look at it as like I'm not OCD because I feel like that gets thrown out a lot. Like,
sure, OCD is where it's like an impact on your life, like where it's like a problem.
Yeah, like right? It bugs me. Don't get me wrong; it annoys me, so I'll have to mess with it. But at
you're not
the end of the day,
be in there 2 days straight, no. And ignoring your family over it.
No. I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
Right.
But like when I set up computers and I do that, I make sure my cables underneath the desks and stuff, it's kind of, you don't see it,
right?
Or if you do, it's minimal and it's clean. So when he seen that, he was like, oh, so he changed his. So
nice. So question for you, cables, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed when I play my guitar in the amp, sometimes the quality of the sound can be impacted by if the cords like kind of twisted. Yeah. Right.
Yep.
So does that have an impact if your cords for your computer are all tangled up and stuff? Can that have sort of an impact?
Sometimes it depends on the kind of cable it is. It could like there's like older cat cables that if they pinch, you can lose like signal. So
gotcha.
Like, you know, someone will experience a little slowness or whatever. And sometimes it's just that cable.
So it's like
something over the cable.
Almost like a literal highway, right?
Yeah,
like you have
the signal coming back and forth
that can go through, right?
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's very low voltage, but
sure,
yeah, it's
but
something.
Still, it's, yeah, it's, yeah. Right.
So you can get that signal blocked, or if the length's too long, it loses because it's gradually losing signal as it goes through.
Right.
So.
So you need some sort of booster.
Yeah. So sometimes you'll see like people with cable boosters or whatever.
Yeah. You know, yeah. That reminds me of a Sammy the Bull story. Big Paul Castellano had a house and it was so big. It's called the White House out on Staten Island. Mm-hmm. And it was so big that the hot
water. How big was it?
6 inches. No.
Bigger.
I hate those fucking commercials. Are you talking
12
those,
inches.
Are you talking those commercials?
Bigger. It was 15 inches.
What I love about it. Okay, we're gonna shift gears here a little bit.
The novice.
The novice class commercials. The girls are so fucking filthy. And the guys are talking about fishing.
The guys were talking about.
She makes it sound like it's a pee-pee.
How big was it? She goes, 6 inches.
Bigger. And I'm 12 like, inches.
Oh, my.
And they're all dirty about and it.
Was
and
it like, what was it? Oh, it was his dick.
But no, that, it wasn't. Yeah, she liked the flat out of the
She goes, no, actually, it was
It's not a window dick. Crack. It's his penis.
It was 12 inch. Can you imagine?
Then the guys are just talking about fishing. And like, we're not the dirtiest.
No, there's no way. They purposely made it.
They did.
But I hate the way they say it.
I do, too.
It pisses me off.
Every radio actor, it's like stage acting. Stage acting, I get. Radio acting, I'm like, yeah, it sucks. You suck.
So I know we'll get back to Sammy the Bull story, but this just reminded me of something. Me and Alicia are in Ross, and we're in Portland looking at clothes and stuff. And certain things, like, I don't know if certain things trigger other people, which just kind of annoys you, right? Do you ever have those things where it's like, God, that pisses me. So we're looking and I look at what I can and I don't find anything and I go and join her and I'm looking through the pants with her and looking at, these are, trying to be funny. I see this pair of pants and it enrages me.
Okay.
Right. I go, oh my fucking God, this, I don't know why, babe, but this really fucking, this is so annoying.
Okay.
It's these pair of pants. It doesn't look like, you can't tell if it's on front. Like, so the back pockets are on the front.
Why?
But they also have back pockets on the back. Ooh. So they look the same on the both sides.
Why?
I don't know. It pissed me off.
Does it have a center zipper on both sides?
No, it's girl pants. So I don't think it had like a zipper at those ones anyway. I think there's like
somebody made a mistake. That's why it was at Ross.
I was like,
somebody missewed
a lot of them, then. But I was like, oh, I was so mad for no reason. Obviously,
Jesse's just stomping around, raging in the store.
I go, babe, I don't know why. This just really pisses me off. Like, what the fuck? Why would you do?
why? Use normal pockets.
Yeah.
This is why you don't watch a lot of news.
Yeah. Like, what the hell is this?
What's this country coming to?
Yeah. I don't know where I don't know what you had said.
I don't know.
Think about that.
We are spiraling, that's for sure.
It's okay.
Because Sammy the Bull, I started that story based on your discussion about cables.
And then you said something about something and it reminded me of that. So
anyway.
So what about his cables?
Sammy the Bull, so this big, giant house with a 12-inch crack. This big house is called the White House. It was so big that he had a water tank. And we're talking like the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe early 80s. He's got a water tank. Well, by the time the water from the hot water tank would get to a bathtub, it was cold. So Sammy, has a construction company had a, that was like his legit job. And he like flat out ran those companies.
He actually did the work and everything.
They did actual work. Yeah. And then he also just did mob stuff, right?
Yeah.
So he went in there with his guys. And of course, like, I'm sure Paul Castellano did not pay for this, but he was like, okay, like that's the problem. He had a plumber that went out with him and they're like, yeah, he's going to need, they actually had spots where they would hook in wire
to like warm up the cable
and they would get hot and it would keep that water heated throughout.
I guess it's almost like a,
it's like, what do they call it? The
tankless heaters.
Kind of. Yeah. I know that's probably what. Yeah.
Well, there's a reheating thing you can put on your water heater that like recycles and keeps that water in that line warm.
Yeah.
So it's like that's a continuous
warm. So that's kind of what they had to do. I don't know why that was interesting to me at that point, but I'm just like, your cable management, plumbing, here we go.
So get back to the plumbing.
Guys are so much interesting information this
back
week.
To plumbing. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But no, that's us. No, yeah, our lines get cold because I think it's copper.
Yeah, so
it's always just like,
we have a pack.
It takes a minute.
Our whole house is
packed. It takes a minute to warm up upstairs in our bathroom because it's coming pretty far.
Let me tell you, that copper though, man.
Dude, I got a tweaker's dream house.
You do.
They would if I needed someone to clear out my house, I would just hire them and they would take everything. They wouldn't leave any copper.
All right. We're redoing
so I'm
house.
Redoing my plumbing. I need you to come in. You can keep it.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. I would do it myself. I wonder how much money I can get for all that.
With all that copper.
Copper's like
Sopranos, they had an episode about that. I don't know if you're there yet.
Well, but. Gabe and his cousin used to
steal copper.
No, they would actually go out and pick up metals all that stuff.
Oh,
and,
yeah. I remember when they would do that.
I did
loads and loads and loads of it.
So me and Gabe worked together when we did, you know, installed fences.
Yeah.
And one time we went to this. It's where this now dealership's at.
Okay.
It was like Alvarez Auto's right off the corner of Edison and Canal.
Yep.
And it used to be a dry cleaners.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so when they closed down, there was all this metal inside there. Uh-huh. And so
all the old equipment and stuff.
All the old equipment, just all the, there was a lot of piping in there and stuff, right? And Gabe was like, ooh, he couldn't go inside, but he was like, oh, that's copper. And I mean, we're talking all over the place. Well, we go in there and start doing, you know, demolition because he's like, it was after work one day and we're like, well, let's go there.
So he got paid to demolish?
So he was getting paid whatever he took out. He could recycle and that's that kind of his payment.
Nice. All right.
So they're getting kind of free work out of it in
a
sense.
Right, right. Win-win.
Yeah.
Right.
And come to find out it was brass.
Not copper. Shit.
Right. And so we're there.
Brass piping? Never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, it was like brass or something. It wasn't copper.
So
that's all I know.
Pennies on the dollar kind of
scenario. Yeah. And so I'm working there with him, tearing everything out for like right after work. I think I got home that night. And this is when I lived in the trailer park area. Uh-huh. It was like 3:30 in the morning. And then I go to shower and I'm like just covered blacks coming off. Like it was probably one of the dirtiest I've ever been.
Sure.
And I only got like $100 out of it. It's like, that was the last time I was like,
nope.
Nah, I'm good.
It's too much risk.
I'm not going to help you with all that. Right. That's too much work.
It's a lot of work for maybe a payoff if you know what you're looking
for. Yeah. It wasn't like a lot. No, it was for me, it wasn't worth it. Yeah. But for him, he ended up making like, he'd make some pretty good money.
For a while, I don't think it's now because China's not buying the metal like they did.
Yeah,
I remember, just a few years ago, he would load trailers absolutely full.
I'm
taking it in.
I remember his whole front was covered.
Yeah.
That's good old days.
You got a question?
I do. I was also going to say something I showed Tom before this was I watched this clip from Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
He was basically saying, he goes, you know, doubting's dumb. Hmm. And I was like, I'll listen. Yeah. But he goes on to just say it's like you're going to fail. You're either going to succeed or you're going to fail in life, right?
Sometimes it's going to happen.
Either way, you got to wake up the next day and go back to that grind. So if you win, that's awesome. If you lose, that sucks, but you're still going to have to wake up.
Ultimately, you're doing the same thing again.
So you don't waste your energy sitting there doubting, you know, and he says, like, control what you can.
Put your energy into practicing or whatever
it is. I think it's a value you can, like, put on anything in your life, with work, with your home life, not just with like basketball, right?
Yeah, right.
He was just basically, you know, control what you can and just kind of go with, you know, with what it is. And I don't know. I just thought that was
a lot of wisdom there.
Yeah. Just in that short time. And I was like, you know what? I think about that. Cause for me, I know I doubt a lot.
Sure.
I doubt, I can't do that. Or did it. Instead of just like, you know what? Just do what you can do.
Right.
If things don't work out, they don't work out, whatever. Well,
the more energy you put into learning your craft, the better you're going to be at it. The more time you spend worrying about not being good at your craft, the less time you're putting into it, the worse you're going to be.
Yeah. No.
Right?
Pretty much.
Put energy in where you want it.
Yep. But we don't.
No.
You know what I mean? A lot of times we just like sit on the like, oh, I've messed up. I did this instead of like, whatever.
Let's just
keep going. You know, I messed up. Don't do that again.
Right.
Let's just keep going.
Well, and that's kind of a natural brain, right?
Yeah,
like, you know, oh, that
some of us dwell more than others. I'm guessing.
Feel good. So I'm going to avoid that.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good, I don't know. That's a good little something to remember. It's a good
piece of wisdom to remember. I like the way he said it because when you first told me, I'm like, oh, interesting. But then I heard the way that he like worded it with the outcome, and I was like, that resonates. That really, the outcome of that, like, doesn't really matter in the end if you won or lost. And that, sure, that moment matters for whatever, like championship. In his case, you know, you get to the championship or like you win finals or whatever. But for just your regular life. Like, yeah, whether you do it or not, you're going to have to get up next time and just start the same thing over again. So yeah, in the long run, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Because, so if you dwell on it, you're
making it worse.
It's making it worse. Yeah, exactly.
You're putting your energy.
So that's something you got to like almost instill into your kids, almost that same process. Don't doubt yourself. Just keep doing it.
I gotta talk to Elliot about that.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I was so proud of Elliot. That actually, you just threw an idea. Elliot was playing basketball last game of the season. I guess so. Blanca was willing to take him to basketball practice Friday night. I'd done it most of the earlier practice and stuff. Yeah. So she's like, "You can stay home if you want and just make your dinner because I had exercise and stuff." Yeah. So it's like, "If you're all right with it, I'll stay home." She gets back. She's like, "He killed it. He was all over the. He was like all over it." My boy's not super aggressive.
No,
I guess he was getting there. He stole the ball twice.
Nice.
So I was excited. I was like, all right, this game is going to be fun to watch. The team they played was tough. I mean, they were just like all over the place, fouling all the time, like not meaning to, just, you assholes. Know, kids are like, not like flying. They're learning. They're learning like how to, because this is the first year they're allowed to be somewhat aggressive. They're allowed to steal the ball for the first time.
But, you know, that's when it gets fun.
They're figuring it out.
Yeah.
Elliot, man, like, I'm used to him kind of like Bambi prancing around, like a little too big, a little too much, like not decisive, forgetting to look at where the ball is when he's getting in that.
Yeah.
Man, he was like more controlled. He would stay close to the kid, but like pivot himself around so the kid would have a hard time getting in front of him.
Yeah, awesome.
Right? Like, it was fun. I was like so proud of him. He got the ball back a couple times. He'd really hold it and get that intense look on his face.
Like, what do I do now?
Like freeze and like wait for his team to get running back and then start going. And like, I was very proud. It's the most aggression I've ever seen out of him.
That's
I think
cool.
He's kind of starting to get that. You know, I've been telling him for years, like, aggression in sports is not mean. Yeah. He's just like me. I never really played sports, but I want him to have that experience.
You guys told me that yesterday. And so, when we had Brooke and David over, I ran upstairs because you and David were playing pool.
Oh, okay.
Well, so Elliot needed help with the game.
Yeah, right, right.
And so that, you know, I helped him, and I'm leaving. I'm like, "Hey, man, I heard you did pretty good in basketball. You know, keep it up."
Did he get nervous?
He was kind of excited, but I was just like, "Yeah, man, be aggressive. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what you got to do. Absolutely. I was like, put your body on it, man. You got this."
Yeah, and he was. I mean, like he kept his hand on the kid, and all that. Like it was fun. NBA
actually lacks. I feel like it's that physicality.
Yeah.
Outside, like, you know, like you see the All-Star game was very boring.
Gotcha. See, and I don't really watch it. I need to start watching with Elliot because I've never really had much of an interest in basketball.
It just sucks because they don't play. They're very athletic. Don't get me wrong. It's a very, like, I think today this generation's more athletic than the past generations.
Of course, right.
But it's also not as aggressive or as like physical. It's more physical now. Like people are playing defense. Back in the day, people are like playing hard.
There's
now
not
they kind
as
of allow
contact.
Things to help. And,
the rules changed?
Rules changed. So like anybody like a Jordan or someone who scored a lot back in the day.
Yeah,
though they would with the Taves rules,
they wouldn't be able to.
Oh no, they would dominate.
Oh,
it would benefit.
Oh,
them.
Because you can't be physical.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Is it because of injury? They want to prevent injury.
I don't know.
That type of thing.
It's just players how they play though. A lot of them lose that.
Come on, guys! Like you get paid
you got
a lot of
these
money.
Kids now growing up like Elliot that might watch and
right.
They need to see.
Well,
that's
the thing is like I've said, I need to start watching basketball
like
because I want Elliot to start to see it and be like, okay, that's what we need to do, but. Sounds like that's not the way to do it.
No, I'm sure you
go watch guys playing on the street or something like that. That's what you do.
You'll still see it.
Man,
obviously.
Let me tell you, I have never seen so many kids like slamming into each other, tripping over each other, accidentally bopping each other in the face.
I would love for JJ to get basketball.
It's definitely getting Elliot to that place of I think maybe a little bit of understanding that it's okay to get hurt a little bit sometimes.
Yeah,
you know, you don't want to be like teeth knocked out or whatever, but like getting bumped,
it's gonna happen.
There was a kid, man, he like face planted. It was, everybody was like, ooh, and he got up. We all clapped. Good job.
He was like, dude, getting hit in the face sucks. I've gotten hit in the face with balls.
Yeah.
Literally. And both ways.
All right. Yeah.
Sorry. turn the station down. I'm going to tell a story. No, I'm just kidding. But no, you know, I've gotten smacked in the face with balls. Yeah. Not any different.
It hurts. That's funny.
Skin on skin hurts. But
no. Not getting hit with the ball. That's
rough. I've taken one like
to the eye for like a softball, like baseball.
Yeah.
When I was younger, before, you know, they teach you, you know, use both hands.
Yeah.
I went to do that, but obviously I'm still learning it. The ball tipped off the back, fucking boom, smacked me in the lip.
Right in the nose, right in the teeth. That kind of stuff is awful.
Mm. Yeah. Biting your tongue.
Even just like
playing basketball, I've got my tongue fucked up.
Do you do this where you go to like take a drink?
Oh, dude.
Slam it right into your tooth.
Yeah, I've done that.
God, I hate that. And I'm always like checking just to make sure
it's still like you don't break that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I do have question of the week.
Yeah.
So I was watching this amazing show called Law and Order SVU.
The best.
Right?
Yeah.
And I won't explain the episode because I'll fucking ruin it. Not the episode. That ruined itself. the story, the way it is, the story is told. I was half listening to it, but there was this thing the guy said that really, I stopped playing my video game and I like go, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm changing the question just because, you know, I'll just say, so is a dysfunctional parent better than no parent?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's a good way to word it.
You know what I mean?
Because in the scenario in the show, it's a dysfunctional mom. You were going to ask dad, but in general, this is a dysfunctional parent. Is that better? Well, let's define dysfunctional. What would be a scenario of dysfunction?
Maybe abusive.
Okay.
Could that be dysfunctional? Maybe mom like has like bipolar. Abusive?
Okay.
You know, or she's like unfit in that way.
Sure. Hitting you with hangers, stuff like that.
What else can be dysfunctional? Mom just can't keep a job.
Mom's not there. Or dad's not there. They're like getting drunk and not coming home.
So would that be better than no parent? Or no mom or no dad? What would be better? Would you rather grow up with this dysfunctional ass parent? Or would you rather be like, I'd rather not have a parent? You
know what I mean? Probably an individual answer, right?
Yeah. That's a hard one to answer. When I said it that way, it actually makes it kind of tougher for me.
Re-traumatization, is that a word?
Yeah.
Like if you're getting traumatized over and over and over again, probably better to just not have that parent.
Yeah. But
if you're.
So say you as the dad knew that your kid's mother was dysfunctional.
Yeah, I'd be fine.
Would you ignore the fact that, well, I'd rather her have her parent than no mom. You know what I mean? I'd rather have her mom than no mom at all. So. No,
I don't think I would.
You know what I mean?
If my wife were like on serious drugs or something,
and like just super, my
kids were unsafe, I think I'd.
Yeah.
I would work to get her arrested and
yeah. And so in this scenario, the mom was like, pretty crazy.
Not like an evil, like, oh, I want to hurt her way, but like, you need to get yourself better. And
you gotta love you before you can love others. You know?
I mean, like obviously, if you're going to be abusive to your kids, you know, and we're not talking like sometimes people view abuse like, oh,
physical.
You make your kid like do things like we're a very soft generation of people. But we're talking real abuse here, like, you know, hitting your kids, like not spanking, like hitting, not being there for them.
Uppercuts.
You're getting drunk and just beating the crap out of people.
Yep.
That kind of environment. No, like I think I would be like, no, until you got your shit together, they don't need.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking, because the scenario in this, you know, like the mom was essentially poisoning her kid.
Yeah, I mean, pretty extreme.
You know, like
even more than
using like Ajax comment, like they said abrasive household cleaner. So that's actually what I think that's what that would be.
Sure, because they can't.
Like she knew what she was doing.
I don't think comment's going to be like, yeah, use this product placement.
Yeah, she was like placing that powder and stuff, so it was like his lungs were all effed up. So the dad knew about it,
but didn't do anything.
Didn't know, but wasn't surprised because that mom did it to
him.
Did it to him, and he was like, "That's why I left."
But I left my kids with her.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's where I don't remember if that was the boyfriend or if he was like husband. Because
wouldn't you kind of worry about
the because kids, I was though? Half listening. I was not so paying attention to the show until he said that. I was like,
"Oh, educator." If I were in that scenario and I were dating a girl and she were poisoning her children, I would call CPS.
So you were dating that girl and you found out from like a nanny or someone that, hey, you know, I just heard your girl's gonna.
So I'm a mandatory
kill you
order.
You
well, know, but okay, me,
you know not what I mean?
The kids, yeah.
So like, she's like trying to poison you. You bounce out.
If it was me,
but you I do. Would, she, you know,
just leave. I probably wouldn't do anything else about it.
And so like, they were asking her.
She's probably not, but.
He was like, he basically asked, like the cop asked, why didn't you say nothing? You know, well, because you know, no, a dysfunctional mother is better than no mother. And I was like,
is it though?
Because after hearing what the whole situation was, I was like, what?
I would say,
kid why gets, would he think that?
Yeah, I mean, like my opinion would be a kid gets traumatized once, misses their parent.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
probably less painful than a lifetime of abuse.
Oh, dude, that's going to F you up.
Traumatizing. That ends up resulting in still a shitty parent.
It's yeah.
not there. I mean, I don't know. That's just my two cents. But it's each their own. There's probably somebody out there that's like, look, my mom wasn't perfect, but I love her. And hey, you know.
You know, my mom wasn't perfect. She had her flaws. But at the same time, she did what she could to like provide for us and do what she could. You know, she did what she could.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
She might have, I'm sure my mom has regrets or, you know, there's times I know my mom doesn't think she was like this great parent, but she, you know, at that time, my mom was doing what she could to help us.
Yeah. She did what she knew.
Do we view it? Do my brother and sister maybe view it differently or, you know, they could view it like you should have done more.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, you know, you never know what a person's going through.
But hey, what did Kobe say? Another video that you're playing, like life short. Don't hold resentment.
Yeah.
Forgive and move on.
Exactly. Forgive and move on. Like,
good for you, bro.
Don't hold resentment.
Because you could. Short. I mean, there were some things you told me about that you could be resentful of, but I think it's good that you
And I think that's always, it. I've always thought, though. Yeah. Not knowing that's how, I was just like, what's the
do
point?
Do you feel that that's healthier, though? Like, for does me, it yeah, help man. You move on and do things in a better way?
I think
by it, just letting it go and not letting
probably.
It get to you?
Yeah, I think so. Or I don't, maybe I'm just not. You know, acknowledging that trauma.
Sure.
You know, and I'm trying to avoid it.
Right.
So maybe, but, it, you know, I don't want it to pop up somewhere else.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
You and I think make in sure my life, there's been things where it probably has popped up. And so that's why I would deal with some of the stuff I dealt with. And sure. then I think now, you know, like I said, like we've talked about, like, I don't know, I feel much better than I have in years. Yeah, and so,
right.
You know, but yeah, I think a lot of times I just, whatever, what can I do?
Yeah,
right. It is what it is. I can't change shit.
Well, that's the thing.
I can't think about what ifs.
Yeah. You know, well, like, that's the thing. Like a victim you mentality just dwell on does that. Not help you at all because you're right. It's just like how unfair. Why did I have to? But it's like that doesn't.
I don't know.
It's like what he said.
And I see some strength in my mom though. There was things I saw strength. You know, she was able to survive in a physically abusive relationship with you know with my stepdad or whatever and. You know, one thing I always thought she was strong about was with when she would quit stuff. Like she quit smoking, I think, and drinking at one point. Like she quit those on a just like that.
Just like overnight.
Cold turkey. Yeah. Just cold turkey. I remember she used to smoke a lot and then she just quit cold turkey.
That's crazy.
You know,
that's a rough one to quit, I hear.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of people that it's hard for them to just cold turkey it.
Right.
So, you know, that stuff I always admired about my mom.
Well, like, you said that you feel like you kind of got that, right?
Like, I do because I feel like I can quit things.
Uh-huh.
When I actually like mindfully like okay
when you
no
decide,
like
I'm done
you know
yeah
so
yeah I don't know if I'm that tough so that's why I don't
you know I don't know
around with stuff
like dude I need that
yeah. Well it's like I know from food that's pretty much my experience
I feel like food's sometimes hard food to quit to really be honest
because you have to eat. And like my brain, I can feel the thought process change. Like if I were on heroin or something, I don't know if it'd be any different because I'd be like, now I need it. So
well,
just a little bit. I mean, come on.
Heroin what tastes like a cheeseburger and other stuff tastes like salad. Yeah. Of course
life
you want the cheeseburger.
Not on heroin tastes like a salad. What am I going to eat? What am I going to do? Not eat the cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Salad's pretty damn good though.
The cheeseburger.
You get a good salad.
I don't know. I'll take a cheeseburger over a salad most of the time. I'm not even gonna lie. Good burger,
good cheeseburger,
a good burger.
God,
I love a good old fashioned just a good old fashioned burger.
I gotcha.
Lettuce, tomato,
sometimes
onion. I'm good.
A guy I work with, he was going with his family to Yakima, gonna eat some miners. If you've never been to Yakima, and eating
cannibals,
miners is pretty good. Yeah. You can eat some miners over there.
I'm talking miners, not minor little ones. Yeah.
No.
We're talking miners, like gold miners.
So miners is a restaurant. It's a burger joint.
Yeah.
Like a it's really, good. Really,
dude,
it's a locally famous.
Their chicken strip basket's the best.
It's
though.
So good. All their stuff. I don't think I've had their chicken.
The best.
I've had their burgers, but
the burgers are all right. Their chicken strips.
Amazing.
If you want a good burger, and then brew cheese, at least here. They do a great burger.
I've never had a brew cheese burger. I've always had their sandwich.
So good.
Really?
Yeah. It's like fresh lettuce, tomato. You can get a bacon cheeseburger, you know, and everything's fresh. And it's just like, oh, it's so good.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It's great.
Absolutely incredible.
It's great. I don't know. But yeah, this is going to be a short episode. I got to finish getting ready.
Got to hit the road. We had to do some internet work this morning. So we started later than normal.
Yeah, yeah. And then I got to take JJ to get his hair did.
Yeah.
Go get his hair cut.
Nice.
Maybe. We'll see. Sometimes. But I'll do it when I get back. It's just a kid.
What's a week?
What's a week? He fucking comes back just long.
It's lion's mane. Well, you know.
Yeah, Fabio
cool.
over here.
That'd be cool.
Right?
Can you imagine JJ with really long hair?
I don't know. I don't think JJ can imagine
JJ. I don't think JJ would deal with it.
I can't. I think he'd be like, no. I've tried to grow my hair out once just to see. But it gets to a point I'm like, I don't
know. Mine also, like, it. Like I was saying,
I would have stringy hair, dude.
See, I don't have great
hair.
I would look like one of those.
I'd look trailer, dude.
See, me too.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. It's not. I can barely pull off any hairdo. So
you had your hair looking good yesterday.
Oh, thank you very much.
That was nice. This guy had it all nice. We were giving him shit for it, but don't want to make him feel awkward. It was good, though. It was good. It was all like just,
you know,
it had a good volume.
If your hair is wet and then you blow dry it, it just does other things.
No, I've gone to the barber and after I get my hair cut, they're like, do you want it, you know, styled or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, nah, I'll just throw back my hat. And then other times I'm like, yeah. So a lot of times they'll blow dry it as they're doing it. And then it'll look good. I'm like, damn, it looks like I got a lot of hair. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just never do it when I'm at home.
I haven't lost my hair, but I've always, like, this is my hairline from high school. Like, it looks like I'm losing my hair. I'm not. I just have always had this, like, the wrong side. This really deep line. So
that's kind of how mine are.
You know, it's very annoying. I feel like yours, though, lays better than mine does. I don't know.
I just comb it.
I'm going to dwell on these problems. And
spring training started.
It did?
For spring training. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Getting ready. Yeah, I can't watch baseball because we don't get it locally. Ooh.
Well, I didn't watch baseball, but.
Actually, does Spectrum have Root Sports?
Probably. I don't know.
Oh, I need to look that up. We just changed.
I use
the carrier, so.
the Dofu app, so I can watch any game pretty much.
Oh yeah, that's what
it's free, so it's not like it's like
Dofu. Man, that's cool.
Anyway,
all right, guys,
have a good day.
Yeah, have an awesome week.
Have a good day.
Love you guys.
I gotta go. Pay.
Peace.
Pay. I felt like I was gonna seem like Britney.
That did sound like Britney.
Now, Lisa was watching Crosswords the other day.
Wait,
such a terrible show.